while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Love it. Great stuff. Mm. A school district in New Jersey has reportedly banned all Halloween-themed events. And I should hit the woke news sounder for this one. And I was going to save it for woke news this week. But since it's Halloween, let's do it tonight. Let me just play this. Hopefully there's no commercials in this. This is audio from Fox 5 in New Jersey. We're going to go over why they're banning certain Halloween events.
Oh, boy.
The school district is canceling Halloween festivities during school hours this year.
Right. Richard Giacobus walks us through their decision to move everything after the closing bell.
Halloween is just 1 week away, and as ghoulish as one New Jersey town is with their home decor, the kids who go to school here are being told not to celebrate in the classroom.
Very bad. I don't like it.
The Halloween culture war erupted when parents received a letter earlier this month from the South Orange Maplewood School District Superintendent, who revealed that there will be no themed Halloween events during school hours on October 31st, nor should students wear costumes.
It would be nice if they got to dress up and do it in school and, you know, enjoy each other's costumes.
The Essex County District cites a number of reasons, including equity, along with indirect and unintentional hardships, which would prevent some families from buying Halloween costumes.
This is so stupid.
What?
Like, you can make your own costume. If you're poor, yeah. I understand they can, you know, if you buy them in the store or whatever, they can probably get expensive, but get a white sheet. Cut some yep. holes in it. Boom. You got a your spooky ghost.
You're KKK. Oh.
Yes. Oh, or that. That is my very bad, scary in 2023.
Yeah. It's controversial.
But it's just, it makes all of this stuff, this equity, and for these reasons, it just ruins everybody's time. And now it's
Public school, dude. It's public school. We're going to be dealing with this crap forever now. It's so stupid.
The woman behind it, too. She's the phenotype. It's just what you would expect. This is radio, so unfortunately you won't be able to see it. But her interview, you'll be able to hear it in her voice. There's about a minute left here.
The district also claims that celebrating Halloween violates the dignity of students, either culturally or for religious reasons. But there are parents who say they align with the district's decision.
Is that Ben Shapiro?
What's that?
Is that guy Ben Shapiro? It sounds like him.
He does kind of sound like him. No, it's just a local Fox 5 guy.
Hey, that they chose to make it more, I don't know, open to others that also don't possibly celebrate.
Who doesn't celebrate Halloween? What kid doesn't celebrate Halloween? Every kid celebrates Halloween, no matter what religion you are.
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. Yeah, that would be one, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe like super religious kids aren't allowed. But I think even they're, I don't know.
Well, even like super religious people have their angle because they got to make their money. So I notice when I drive by some of these churches, in my neighborhood, because there's a lot of churches in Valrico. I noticed that they're doing like a trunk or treat events where, hey, come to church on Halloween and we're going to give out candy from the trunks of our cars and you come through and then we'll talk about Jesus.
Yeah, I know that a lot of them do the pumpkin patch where they'll sell the pumpkins too.
I mean, and I know on the surface you go, oh man, see, they're just being good people and spreading the gospel. But I see it as marketing. They go, oh, yeah, we can't let Halloween, take that money from us. So we got to find a way to keep that money here in the church. So we'll have our own little thingy thing over here. And then we'll make people believe it's because we don't want you worshiping the devil. So you come here and we'll have a pumpkin patch for Jesus. Offering plates right here. There you go.
I can't help but to notice, too, at the beginning, you know, I don't like doing this stuff because it kind of falls into the framing that they want of, like, race. But
yeah,
the beginning, there is a black kid going, this stinks. I want to sell. And then a black mother going, you know, they should be able to wear their costume. That sounds fun. Yeah. And then these ladies who are like, yeah, it's good. white, just white, you know,
of course.
Housewives. It's
they're the only ones that have a problem with it.
Yeah, it, truly.
Halloween? Yeah.
There have been at least 8 schools and districts in the Garden State that have canceled Halloween celebrations in the past decade, all for similar reasons.
I still think the kids should be able to go outside and have fun and just enjoy themselves, that's all.
I think the reason why they don't want to do it is because it makes some other kids feel uncomfortable and the school is...
So, again, there was a black lady who was like, they should be able to do it, and now it's some white nerd who looks like he has a mask still. He's going, yeah, I know, you know, the kids included.
I think for the most part, all about inclusion. So I don't think it's really a problem.
The South Orange Maple. Ugh.
But it's not inclusion. You're taking it away and not including it to these kids' lives. The joy that it that Halloween brings them, the candy, the fun. It's just something to break up the mundane dickheadery of what the time that we're living in. It's just fun. That's really
it's
all
nostalgic
it is.
Too, man. Like it's been going on forever, and it's one of those things that's nostalgic that isn't rooted in something bad, or you can't tie in something bad. You know, like everything else, these college students and these professors, they would find a way to go, oh, you shouldn't do Halloween because they actually started it during the lynchings of 1861. Like, they can't do that. Like, it goes way back further. And it's one of those things that everybody loves, everybody enjoys. And kids, like, it's an absolute kid holiday because they get candy. And it's also turned into an adult holiday because, we, you know, we have our Halloween horror nights and our hollow screams and our parties with our friends. And it's just a fun time. Horror movies and just the whole atmosphere of it is fun. It's my second favorite holiday of the year. Like, it's awesome. And for these people to go, no, let's find a way to doo-doo on it. Let's find a way. And then they start this inclusives, like, stop it.
But it's,
there's nobody. Like you said, even if you're dirt broke, you can put together a costume. It's so stupid.
But, I mean, like, and of course this is going to be a slippery slope, right? Because Christmas is right around the corner, and they're going to be like, well, some kids don't have money to get gifts, so we're not going to do it at all. And it's just...
Well, you're not allowed to call it Christmas anymore.
Holidays, yeah.
Yeah, we have a holiday tree that we put up every year at the you know, out in our break room now.
Phony.
We have a holiday party.
It's so anti-fun. It's so anti-people getting together of all races and all and having fun. They're like, no. Yeah. Instead, you need to learn about equity. That's what we should be teaching in school, not Halloween parties.